City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is the weekend. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk. And my name's Duncan. Laura's here, and Toby is here as well. We'll hear from them in a second. But of course, the beauty of this radio show that we have discovered over the past couple of weeks. And I'll tell you what, guys, I've had emails over the last 7 days. It's very clear what is happening to this radio programme. I say a radio programme because some people are hearing it on a Saturday or a Sunday at the weekend here at City Talk 105.9. Other people are downloading it using something called iTunes. I know people listen to this whilst they're walking the dog on a Wednesday afternoon. So that is you. Good afternoon. If you're listening to this at 3 a.m, God knows why. Clearly you don't have a girlfriend, but thank you for downloading it. And if you're listening to this in the evening, good evening to you. And if you're listening to this, good morning. And if you're listening to this on the other side of the world, which is possible because with technology we can do that. Can anyone speak a foreign language here?
Can anyone? Can.
Can you do, Tobes?
I did French and German at A level.
Okay, so good morning in French.
Bonjour.
Good afternoon.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, hello, sure. Isn't it?
It is kind of bon après-midi, yeah. But I don't think they say
and
that.
And in German?
Guten Morgen or yeah. Guten Tag.
That'll do. So that's the international flavour. So we're here in this Bloke Talk, and kind of how it works. This show has been on the air here at City Talk 105.9 for just over 6 months. It started with me, because I'm a geezer, and two other blokes. And what we decided to do over the course of time is kind of change things a little bit. So the regular lineup is myself, there's Toby, and there's Laura. So it's now Bloke Talk with added female.
I've thought of a new title for us, by the way. You asked last week.
Oh, I've had some emails in from listeners, but go on.
Those will be better than mine.
So the whole idea is, because what we thought we'd do is we'd actually offer the male population of Liverpool, North Wales and the Great Northwest just a bit of an insight into the female mind, which is why Laura is here. So that's the whole idea. You got very upset last week, and I'll tell you what, I don't want to revisit it because you were like a kid having a tantrum.
I've had to accept it.
You know, but what's your idea for the name? Not that we're changing it, but we'll be polite and ask you.
I thought Folk Talk.
Oh my gosh!
You know what? That has an association with folk music.
Well, no,
you know, some woman who wheezes herself.
We're not a
guitar.
Music station.
No, so. Folk Talk. What?
That's
folk
terrible.
Talk. Yeah,
well,
go on.
The show formerly known as Bloke Talk.
No, I don't like any of those.
That's terrible.
Someone, have you got any ideas, Laura?
I haven't even thought.
You're not really
she doesn't
too
want to change
it,
does she? So.
Someone emailed me during the week, and there are two ways. If you want to get in contact with this show, we've got some ideas for the future which will involve you leaving a message on a line, and I've spoken to the engineers. It can be done. They say it's very simple, and we'll get that up and running. But in the meantime, you can email Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, duncan@citytalk.fm. Also, I'm on Facebook, and in fact, all of us are on Facebook.
Are you back on?
I've reactivated
good
my Facebook
work.
Account.
Good.
Yeah, I can't work out how to get rid of the person I want, so I've just decided I'm going to ignore them in the hope that they'll go away.
That's the way.
But someone emailed me via Facebook and they said, you need to change the name because it doesn't do what it says on the tin. Because I used to say this is Bloke Talk. It's one of those rare things in radio. It does what it says on the tin. It's blokes talking. Now it's obviously got Laura, who's not a bloke, so we can't call it Bloke Talk. So they said, what did they say? They said, it's Bloke with Lady Boy. The idea being, I'm the bloke, okay? Yeah, bloke with Lady Boy, because you're quite a young, thrusting pup. But of course, the problem is, as we all know, lady boys has a slightly different connotation.
Yeah, I think we'd get a different sort of listener.
You know, because they do these shows, don't they? Someone was telling me, a mate of mine down south, she went to see the Lady Boys of Bangkok, which is, that was quite a shock.
We'd start picking up Pete Price's listenership.
That makes
me sound like a lady boy, and I don't like that.
Well, no one's suggesting
I am
a
100% woman, for anyone that's listening.
But are you 100% lady? And what's the difference?
Well, it depends how you define lady. I'd like to think
I think that's quite an important issue. How do you define it?
I'll tell you how you know a lady. They don't leave their knickers on the bedroom floor.
That's
from years of being a young single man and courting. I'll tell you what, when a woman does that, you just think there's no hope. If she does that on the bedroom floor, what state her kitchen going to be in?
I've never left my knickers on the floor, so if that's what makes me a lady, then I am.
So that's kind of what Bloke Talk's about, and just in case the chairman of this radio station is listening, the cans opening you've just heard are Vimto from your overpriced vending machine upstairs. So that's kind of what we're doing, and we do it every weekend, Saturday and a Sunday, and you can download it using this terribly exciting thing called iTunes, and we're going to change some pictures, apparently. Someone told me that Jonathan, the producer, because he's good and he knows how technology works, he sent me a picture of what happens if you download this from iTunes, and at the moment you get a picture of me looking kind of like quite grisly with an open neck shirt pulling a pint of beer in a pub.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, but it's not representative anymore, is it?
No.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do some pictures.
I think we need photos of you and I sort of holding Laura above our heads and things.
No thanks, you'd drop me.
Well,
can we not just can we have some kind of cool photo shoot, make us look really cool and sexy?
I think that would show that this is still all about the blokes, but there's just an added female.
I don't want to be lifted by you. Why can't I lift you up?
What, both of us?
Well, actually, who would win in an arm wrestle? I'm just wondering here.
Between me and Taylor?
Yeah, but I reckon Laura.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd win in a fight between me and Taylor.
Oh, no
why
doubt.
Do you think that?
I think I've got more fighting spirit.
I think that's. I will not deny that.
Would you be a nasty fighter? Let me tell you about my sister.
Me? Well, no, well,
I was thinking Laura because I've got a sister-in-law. Okay, my sister-in-law, I love to pieces, obviously, and she looks like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. But this is a woman who carries fish hooks in her purse. Do you know what I mean? And kind of like you wouldn't get in a scrap because you would lose. Yeah. And some women are like that. They look so innocent, but really deep down they can look after themselves.
I think Laura's a nails in your eyes kind of girl. Yeah.
Would you go for the sight, blind them first, and then go for the kill?
I've never had a fight. No.
You came close not that long ago, didn't you?
Did I?
With a man who did some, not obscene, but hit you on the bum.
Did he? Who hit you on the bum?
This story makes me mad even thinking about it.
Yeah. Did you ask him to hit you on the bum?
No, this was a few weeks ago after a night out in Liverpool City Centre, walking up past the bombed-out church to get a taxi. Yeah.
Top of Bold Street.
Yeah, and a man was walking behind me and my friend and was saying sort of lewd comments. Yeah. And
unnecessary.
Yeah.
No one should have to put up with
that. We were ignoring him. Yeah. And then as I climbed into the taxi, the man smacked my bottom, which may sound like quite... He hit me so hard.
Did it sting?
Oh, it really hurt, and I had a bruise
on my cheek
for the next week.
Yeah.
And it made me so angry that I got out of the taxi and shouted at him and he ran away. But I was ready to hit him that night. But I was really angry at that because he probably thought smacking me on the bum is an acceptable thing to do. But if you'd hit me that hard in the face, that would have been assault.
I'll tell you what's interesting. I did a radio show because I do this thing during the week on this radio station. By the way, City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, just in case anyone should ask you. We did a thing about people who got ginger hair. And don't smile, because actually people who've got ginger hair get seriously abused. And I had someone in, a lady called Laura, who's got this amazing redhead, this flame-haired temptress. You look at her head and you think, my God, that's amazing. And she goes out, and she was telling two tales. One, she was walking down the street somewhere in Liverpool, and some white van kind of like driver wound down the window, all right, Ginge, look at you, eh? And you kind of think, you wouldn't do that to anyone else, would you?
Not okay.
She was also in Tesco's and in the queue, and some woman started feeling her hair. Came up behind her and started feeling it. And she turned around and said, what are you doing?
Was that because she was ginger?
Yeah, and she said, I've never felt red hair before. I wanted to know if it was real. Now, you wouldn't do it to anyone else, would you?
No.
So what an absolute invasion of someone's... I mean, I would have just decked them. But she said it happens all the time because people think, oh, you've got red hair, I can do that. And I only mention it because it's just kind of like, they obviously think that's acceptable, as this geezer thought it was acceptable. Well, just smack your ass when you get into a taxi.
Laura, are you going to finish the story about what you said to the cab driver?
What did you say?
I can't remember. I was drunk. What did I say?
You told me that that you got into the cab, started telling the cab driver, who then proceeded in offering to chase the man
down the road in the cab.
Yeah. Yeah.
And clearly was going to hit him for you.
I think he might have pranked you, Laura.
I don't know what the taxi driver was going to do to him, but we did go on a bit of a detour to try and find this man.
Yeah.
And we didn't find him.
Good ploy to get more money out of you, wasn't it?
Drive
in the opposite direction and pretend he's trying to
I say fair play to the Liverpool cabbie.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Not many cabbies would
Good
do that.
Work.
He saw how distressed I was.
Yeah. So,
and how you were standing up in the cab.
How did we get onto the subject of your bottom being hit?
We were talking about her being
fighting.
A fighter.
Fighting, yeah. Well, I think out of the two of you, I think Laura would beat your hands down in a scrap, and I think when it came to an arm wrestle, you'd lose.
Well, maybe we should try it at some
point. You're right, kind of the muscles on your right arm look quite toned.
I've been working on them.
No, I think so.
Are you hitting on me, Duncan Barks?
I'm certainly not hitting on you. And if I was, I'd use a much more subtle technique. So it's Bloke Talk and it's the weekend, unless, of course, you're listening to this on the podcast. Good weeks, everyone. Toby, what have you been up to? I hear, because last week when you told us at length about your new flat,
yes,
your swanky bachelor pad,
yes,
with the unclean loo and the one plate that you have, and when people come around and eat, you make them bring cutlery and plates with them. How's your flat?
The flat's fine. Funnily enough, I've brought something with... Well, not brought something with me, but in my mind. Today, I have been... My parents have come up for a week to just say hello, and, you know, they miss me. You know what it's like.
Well,
so I thought I would use this opportunity to try and kit out my flat.
No.
As you would. Yep. So today I went to IKEA on the recommendation of several people.
Let's stop. Is the idea your parents helping you do this is, one, they'll pick up the tab, and two, your mum's there and she'll probably go, look, that goes with that and that goes with that.
Well, yeah, I'm colourblind, so I need that.
Are you really colourblind?
Yeah.
No, seriously?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
That must be really cool.
Look at me. You can tell how it
really
works.
Cool.
It doesn't. But
shouldn't be allowed on. Do you drive?
I do.
Well, how do you know when the traffic lights are red then?
Well, did you not realise that the top one is red?
Well, how do you know it's red? You're colourblind.
I'm not black-white colourblind. I can see some colours. I don't just see in black and white.
Yeah.
That's very extreme. It does happen, but not many colourblind people.
I wouldn't want you on my team in Twister.
I can just about manage Twister. I'll tell you what I do struggle with. You know, do you ever watch Snooker?
Life? No, go on.
Do you ever watch... Honestly, I didn't sign up for this abuse.
No. What do you struggle with, Toby?
Do you ever watch snooker?
Yeah.
I really struggle with differentiating the brown ball with the red ones.
Right.
God, life must be hell for you.
Really bad.
And we should actually say, in a moment of seriousness, that if you are colourblind, I do totally acknowledge it is a serious disability and we're not taking the mic.
I tell you what else it affects.
What?
When I was young, the thing I was desperate to do was to be a pilot.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to be a pilot.
No.
I was gutted. When I was told I was colourblind, didn't care that I was colourblind, I cried because I couldn't be a pilot.
But why is it all right for you to drive a car then?
Because I don't think you need to know colours too much when you're driving a car, do you? Red, yellow, green?
Yeah.
At worst...
This just demonstrates my point. Red, yellow, green. There's no yellow light. It's amber.
Okay, amber.
Right?
Sorry.
It's amber.
Fine. Okay.
You have a yellow crisscross box on the road.
Yes.
What are you not supposed to do with that?
You're not supposed to stop in it.
No, you're not supposed to go into it unless your exit from it is clear.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to stop in it.
I'm not going
to
get in the car with you. You don't know what you're doing.
It's exactly the same thing. You're not supposed to stop in it. Honestly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, red, amber, green. Yeah. Amber, green.
But they wouldn't let you be a pilot.
No, they wouldn't let me be a pilot.
Oh.
And that is kind of understandable.
Oh, I feel quite sympathetic towards that.
Thanks. You don't sound it.
No, I do. I'm just wondering, do you make up for it when you play your Xbox then? Got an F-16 fighter jet joystick.
No, funnily enough, I've never ever taken to flying in computer games. I'll tell you what, actually, it can be an issue in computer games. Sometimes, you know, you're driving around one of these ridiculous tracks at
Mario
supersonic speeds and you can't see things. At least that's my excuse when I lose again.
Yeah.
Listen, blame it on the colour
blinds. So you actually braved IKEA.
Yes.
Oh, man. We need to come back and talk about that.
Well, I think we do.
How long were you in IKEA for?
Oh, not short enough.
You went to the Warrington one, I'm guessing.
I did, yes.
Okay. In my part of the world, there's one in Croydon.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you go into South London. There's also, well, the Cockneys are obviously South London. There's also an IKEA in where I used to come from on the south coast near Essex.
Yeah.
Place called Bluewater, which is just hell. I went to the Croydon one once. I was in a relationship, and literally, the fact is, the woman I married.
Does she enjoy it?
She thought it'd be a good idea at the time, but because I got no light in those places. Have you noticed?
Oh, there's no natural light.
And no natural light. And literally, after being in there for 3 hours, we almost called off the marriage.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
All right, we'll come back
three
in a few
hours.
Moments'
How
time.
How did you last?
We got lost. I mean, there's no directions.
Oh.
This is a problem. So you survived IKEA in Warrington.
I survived, but it was a case of get me out of here pretty much as soon as I got in.
All right. We'll come back in a few moments' time. I'll talk about your IKEA experience. You, during the week, went to see a psychic.
Yeah.
Need to talk about that. It is Bloke Talk, and you're listening to it on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
It is the weekend. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk. Though, of course, if you're listening to this on the podcast, it could be any time of the day or night and any time of the week. I'm Duncan. Laura's here. Toby is here. It's Bloke Talk with added bird. I mean that in a nice way. Don't be offended.
That's fine.
And, or as one of our listeners suggested, I think it was Craig during the week who emailed me via the website citytalk.fm, Bloke Talk with Ladyboy.
So
we're talking about Toby's trip to IKEA, but before I continue, I must just say that someone wrote in during the week to City Talk to complain about it. They wrote to the boss of this radio station, and they complained about three things on this radio station. One was a bloke who's part of our morning team, okay? Far be it from me to outline what the complaint was about.
Ooh.
Second one was me doing the mid-morning show, because apparently I'm aggressive. Who would have thought it? And then apparently they complained about Bloke Talk because this mad old biddy who wrote the letter suggested that it made men look stupid. But the point is, this is like the ninth time she's written, so clearly she quite enjoys it. So that is you, madam.
She listens.
I knew you would listen this time. So hello to you. Right, so you went to IKEA.
Yes.
Yeah, and you went with your mum.
Yeah, and dad.
What's your mum's name?
Catherine.
Catherine and...
Stuart.
So Catherine and Stuart took Toby by the hand to IKEA in Warrington.
I took them, actually.
Did you?
I drove them, yeah.
Yeah, well, how old are they?
Old.
Yeah, motorways get confusing.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, we went in. My mum had already said to me that she doesn't like these sorts of
shops. Did you have a shopping list?
But she was... Yeah, I knew vaguely what I needed. I need badly a wardrobe, because as we spoke last week, lots of my stuff all over the floor.
Laura and I gave you a tip. Argos, 15 quid, one of those weird...
Tell you what, it's getting closer and closer, believe me. So we went in there. Part of the problem is that I seem to have this slightly odd-shaped area to put a wardrobe in. It's not quite tall enough for the good sort of narrower wardrobes, and it's not quite narrow enough for the taller wardrobes.
And of course, the reason you're doing this is because you need to kit out your bachelor pad because you're a single man.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just wandered in, and to be honest with you, within 10 minutes, I felt all my energy drained out of me entirely.
Yeah, I know, it's hell.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
It's not hell, it's brilliant.
No. There are seven,
what makes it good?
I've also been to IKEA this week, and I go quite a lot to IKEA.
It was you that recommended it to
me. Because women go because they consider it a social experience.
Yeah,
men go out of necessity because they need plates.
What was good about
it? It's a brilliant fun evening or day out.
What is
fun?
Looking at all the cool stuff.
But it doesn't
And messing
change.
Around with it and dreaming about it.
Messing around with it.
That's what I do.
How do you mess around with it?
I play with the toys and...
Were you in the kiddies department for a bit too long?
Yeah, maybe.
Toys?
Sit in all the chairs, lie on the beds, feel things.
But, like, there are so many better shops.
It's just amazing cacophony of colours and textures.
There's so many better shops to do that in.
No, there's not.
IKEA is great. No, I will concede that IKEA is a very, very, you know, cost-effective way of, like, sorting out your flat or your house.
It is, but you go in... You buy your stuff and you leave. Why do you want to lie in this airless, lightless warehouse of a horrendous place?
I think they've kitted it out really nicely. Oh. I could live in IKEA quite happily for a week.
I might lock you in there and see how you feel in a week.
No, see, I would like to live in an IKEA showroom. Yeah.
And they have food at the end as well. You can have your little hot dog or your meatball.
That's
exactly where it starts to get interesting. Yeah. Go on.
I've been told that the food there is very good, actually.
It is. The meatballs.
Did you not have food?
But let's face it, they've got to give you one treat while you're in there.
The Swedish meatballs are some of the best meatballs you will ever eat.
Well, maybe next time.
On the whole of this planet. The meatballs are fantastic in IKEA restaurants.
I hope next time is 30 years away.
What did you buy?
I actually ended up buying... I bought some mirrors...
On the ceiling? What are you going to do with them?
No, I needed one for the spare bathroom because I've got somebody moving in there this week.
Who's moving in?
I've got a housemate moving in.
Is it a man?
I needed a bit of money. Yes, we talked about this last week.
Well, it was a long time ago. What's his name?
His name is Chris.
Toby.
He did work experience here before.
Right,
he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He'll be playing against me on the Wii every night.
Sorry?
Do you not remember that bit?
He's playing against you on the Wii.
Yes.
Right, okay.
All those things that you do know, everyone else will remember, but obviously instantly forgettable for you.
Did you buy plates, Toby?
No, I've actually
decided... You didn't buy plates?
No, I didn't buy
plates. And you've broken your only plate, you told me yesterday.
I broke my only plate.
So what are you going to eat of? You bought useless things like mirrors.
A bowl.
bowl.
Fine. Chinese people only have bowls.
You're absolutely correct. I used to, when I was living in a flat on my own in a very dingy part of another part of this country, like the edge of nowhere, I used to regularly... You know Heinz baked beans? Or you know Heinz, they create baked beans with 8 mini pork sausages in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is it good?
One of the best inventions on this planet, okay? Don't even need to get a saucepan out. You microwave it.
Right? I don't have a microwave.
Stick it in a pint glass.
Oh, no.
Use a spoon.
Oh, you're not. You're, I thought you were going to drink it for a second.
It's great. You don't need anything else. So you're right. You can get by with just like some kind of bowl-like
thing. I'm more than happy to do that for now.
Yeah. So you've got it fully kitted out.
No, not even slightly. I still haven't got the wardrobe.
Right.
But I've got some mirrors and some pictures because it did need some pictures to make it a bit more homely. Yes.
I think plates and a wardrobe are more important than pictures.
Well, it needed to be. I've
you
got
can
to get
invite
all
a girl around
things.
And she'll admire your pictures, but you need to be able to give her a plate to eat off.
Yeah.
I can give her plenty of things to eat off.
Oh, God.
You see, this is where it's all going to go so wrong, isn't it?
So downhill.
Is that
That's
kind of
disgusting.
Like... Would you use that, really, in real life?
No, never.
Come back. I've got plenty of things you can eat off.
It just
wouldn't work. Yeah. So when are you going back to IKEA?
I'm not. I'm hopeful it might never happen, but if I one day settle down with somebody and they go, we've got to get some good stuff, I want to go to IKEA, and if I love her enough, I might be dragged there.
Why do you like IKEA, Laura? I understand this whole thing about wanting to live there, because it could be quite exciting. I've always wanted to kind of live in the house where the monkeys live. Do you remember the monkeys? Oh, my God, no. Don't look at me blankly. The Monkees TV show in the 60s. Bloke with the woolly hat. Daydream Believer. I'm a believer.
I know them.
Pleasant Valley Sunday. Yeah, they all lived in a house together.
I never saw the show.
Oh, God. Well, I just kind of always fancy living in the house with the Monkees. Right, we'll move on.
I want to know why.
Well,
why? What was
great,
it like?
The Monkees. Google it.
Okay.
Download all of their back catalogue on your iPod.
Were they like actual monkeys? Because I'd quite like to live in a house with actual monkeys.
They're men.
No, they were men, and they were in there almost.
No, I understand that they were men, but were they sort of like? Did they behave like monkeys?
You're going to learn something here, all right?
Yeah.
They were probably the first ever created man-made band.
Manufactured band.
Yeah. You know, forget Spice Girls. Forget Take That. Mm-hmm. Forget the Wombles, right? The Monkees, they were all kind of, because they were a TV show, they just so happened, well, the Wombles were put together by Mike Batt and they recorded a song.
Okay.
Right. The Monkees were the first...
Uncle Bulgaria.
The Monkees were the first put together manufactured band because it was a TV show. They all lived in the same house and it just so happened they recorded some songs and had a pop career with it. Yeah, but this is...
Brilliant.
Oh, is this the Monkees? It is. So you like this?
I was hoping it might be the Wombles.
Never listen. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
You see. So there you go. And that knocks, you know, Zigga Zigar by the Spice Girls into a cocked hat, doesn't it?
That's great. Yeah. I'm not suggesting they weren't good. I'm just wanted to know a bit about them.
Anyway, I've always wanted to live in the Monkees' house, and I mention that because I understand why it'd be quite good fun to live in an IKEA warehouse. But why do you like IKEA?
Well, the products are brilliant.
Mm.
So cheap.
Yeah.
Are the things you can buy, and you get all excited when you see the price tag.
But what goes through a woman's mind? Because, you see, you would, wouldn't you, every weekend, if you had the opportunity to go to IKEA?
Not every weekend.
Well, every couple of weekends.
Every other.
Why?
Because you can
buy only have so many glasses.
I know, but you could buy something different every time.
But I don't understand.
It's just a fun trip.
Yeah. Do you not understand, as a woman... that for a man, that's quite a turn-off.
Well, I don't care.
What do you want to do this weekend? Should we go to IKEA again?
I think a lot of men like going there. I think it's just you two that don't.
It did seem to be, today, an awful lot of mothers pushing children around in prams with no man to be seen.
Yeah, yeah. Or...
Well, that's
right,
just the... No, I'm not going to say that.
Or ladies of a certain age with their sons who are 37 in grey anoraks who still have their mitts threaded through their sleeves.
No, there's loads of families that go there. It's mainly families that go there. In fact, it's all kinds of people. It's all inclusive. Everyone loves IKEA. I think it's brilliant.
Well, none of the men I saw were loving it. They were being dragged along by their hair.
They do because they can plan their next DIY escapade.
I think
men don't
much
like DIY, Laura.
Blokes,
yeah,
if they had to, would much rather go to B&Q.
Men don't. They don't like it.
Can I ask a question?
Shelves up because they want the reward.
Can I ask a question from a worldly man? Because this is something I've no idea.
obviously I've just moved into this flat. Yeah. I'm going to have to start putting these pictures up. Yeah. I've got a drill. Mm. How do I know I'm not about to drill into an electric wire?
Well, you don't.
You just guess and hope. Okay, right,
you
that's
guess. Fine. Make sure you're wearing footwear that's got rubber on the bottom.
Right.
All right, that way you'll be all right.
Okay.
You won't get the
electric
shock.
If I burn down my block of flats, yeah. It's Duncan Bark's fault, everyone.
There is something you can get. There's some kind of... The bits that you put in the drill are called bits.
Yes.
Yeah? And you can get bits of a certain length that apparently will stop automatically if they sensor something.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now, that's worth investigating because that's like a toy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can play with that. Yeah. You can see whether or not it really works and all sorts of bits and pieces.
Yeah. And if I knock my flats down, yeah. And burn them
but
down.
But I think you'll find, if it's quite a new flat, the chances of a power line actually going sort of like your head height through the wall is pretty remote. It'll be either at the top or the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll give it a go and see. I'll report back.
Yeah. Now, during the week, you went to see a psychic.
I did.
Tell us about your psychic.
I went to see Phoebe, who many listeners may know because she's quite a regular guest on Pete Price's show.
Yeah.
And,
does Phoebe? I have no truck with any of this, mm-hmm. And I'll talk about it. I say tune into Pete tonight because Phoebe's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Phoebe real?
Phoebe's a real person. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Of course.
Not what like Derek Acora and his mate.
Oh no, she's genuine. She's a genuine article.
Because Derek Acora's got a friend, hasn't he? Is it Acora?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who? Spirit guide.
Oh, no, Phoebe's got a spirit guide.
This is why I'm getting confused. So whilst Derek Acora's got a spirit guide who you don't see, but he goes, are you there, Marjorie? Is that her name? I don't know. And Marjorie goes, woo!
Spirit guide.
This is... I'll have a gin.
Has she got big blue hair?
No. All right, yeah. So Phoebe's a real person.
Phoebe's a real person, yeah. And she's got a spirit guide called Sally.
Oh, right. Okay, so someone else you don't see.
No, you don't see her.
Right, so what happened then? Why'd you go and see?
Did you believe in it in the first place?
No, I was just I got offered to go for a reading. I think she's done readings for quite a few of the people at this radio station.
Really?
And someone who's been on Bloke Talk before, Rick Vaughan from Radio City.
Yeah, yeah.
He was going along, so I went with him.
Was he still orange when he went?
He was tanned.
He was tanned, yeah. He's like the Terracotta Army, that boy, isn't he?
No, I think he looks nice.
I think he's very groovy. So you went with him, and you met up with Phoebe,
yeah.
Whose spirit guide is Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, then what happened?
And then she just did me a reading. Basically, yeah. The first part of it is she holds your hands and looks into your eyes and gives you a general reading about your life.
Yeah.
And then the second part involves the tarot cards, and you can ask direct questions to the cards.
Right.
It was
so
very
interesting. So did you ask when you went in, did she ask you what you wanted out of it or anything?
Surely the bigger question is, why did you go?
I was just interested. I've never had it done before. You know, a little bit sceptical.
Yeah.
And just wanted to see if it was real.
You told us last week, and it was very open and honest of you to do so, but that's what this show's about, you and Dave are on kind of like a little bit of a holiday from your relationship.
A break.
A break. Not for the first time.
The second time.
Second time. And did you explore that with Phoebe and Sally?
I didn't explore it with her. In fact, I was very careful not to give anything away in my body language or anything I said at all.
Wow.
She said to me, in terms of relationships, you're kind of half in, half out of a relationship at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fair enough, she could have just been testing the water by saying that, but...
She could have been listening to last week's Bloke Talk.
It's unlikely, I think.
I think you're probably right, yeah.
She said that, and then she said, I'm getting distance really strongly. Is it to do with distance? Is there a distance between you? And I said, yes, I live in Liverpool and he lives in London, and it's all about distance. And she said, well, I can see the future being quite rosy for you. You're going to be long distance away from each other for a bit longer.
Yeah.
And but, you know, he's a good man with a good heart, and you're going to end up together. I was quite blown away, and I thought, great, that's my future sorted now. So I know I'm going to get back together with Dave.
Yeah.
So I don't need to bother trying to get in a relationship with anyone else.
Or anything else.
Anything or anyone. And so that's brilliant. So I rang him up when I got home and said, listen, I've been to a psychic, and basically we're meant to be together, not to freak you out while we're on a break.
Yeah.
But our future is together. And also she said...
So why are we bothering with this break?
Yeah.
No. Then he just basically said, well, it's a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Oh, that's harsh.
That is a bit harsh.
Not a load of rubbish, we're going to get back together.
No.
But it was like, oh, don't listen to her.
Yeah, but that's a bit of hope, isn't it? Bit of direction, bit of glimmer.
Yeah, but she obviously knows because she knew that we were in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
How the hell would she know that? So I believe her.
See, I'm one of these people that is completely sceptical, but I have no answers. And I'm one of those people that... So how can you be sceptical?
You've just got to believe it.
I struggle with things that, even if I see them before my very eyes or hear them from someone I trust like you, that these things happen, I struggle to believe things without a logical explanation. I really do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even if I went and she told me all about my life and, you know, all the things that are happening and are going to happen and if they came true, I still wouldn't quite believe that it had happened and wouldn't really... I would think there's some trick to it somehow.
But what would be the trick?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm really divided on this because part of me, being the cynical person like you are, Toby, wants an explanation. Where's the answer? What's the reason behind this? And, you know, I've been to kind of like shows. You know, I went with someone to the Worthing Pavilion once about 9 years ago, and this snake oil salesman shuffled on the stage. You know, is there anyone in this room called Sally, you know, and then all of a sudden, what's my middle name? You know, pretty, you know, the odds are pretty good. You know, it's like, did you come here by car tonight? It's like, oh my God, how long are you going to keep this up for? You know, but you kind of think, yeah, you know, you could play that game and you could actually just probably work it on the laws of averages and get away with it. But you're saying you never went to this person before. They don't know who you are. They know nothing about you.
How long did she know that you were coming before you went?
She didn't know who I was.
She didn't know your name or anything before you turned up?
No.
Did not know my name. Rick Vaughan said, I'm bringing a friend.
There's got to be something in that.
You've got the CD of this, haven't you?
Yeah, Rick Vaughan asked her before both our readings, he asked if we could record it so we could listen back to it. And I've got a CD of it and I listened back to it yesterday and I just, you know.
Still blown away.
Still blown away by it. I can't explain it. There's so many other little things that she said, but that was the main one about the relationship.
Do you think women like this more than blokes?
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Why?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely a bird thing. Listen, we'll come back in a few moments' time. We'll talk about why it's a bird thing. We'll also talk about stubble. Stubble. You got some stubble. Uh-huh. You haven't. I have. You're listening to Bloke Talk. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk with Ladyboy. I might keep that, actually. I do like that.
No, I think that works. Stop saying Ladyboy, please.
Why not? Ladyboy.
It's like you're calling me a Ladyboy.
It's the
Ladyboys
of Birkenhead.
No, you can call it boy lady if you're obsessed with this boy or lady thing.
I'm not obsessed with any boy or lady. Anyway, it's Bloke Talk. And I'm Duncan, and that's Laura, and Toby is here as well. And if you're listening to this on a Saturday, Sunday, hope your weekend's going well. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, downloaded from iTunes, which is all very exciting, and I still don't understand how it works, and whatever you're up to, I hope it's going well. This psychic thing is definitely a woman's thing.
See,
definitely a female thing.
I just think, I agree with you.
And I know why as well. I know all the answers. I know why.
Okay, well, you sound like a psychic.
Yeah. I've got Jeremy up here is telling me. I know what's going on. Yeah, some people are
sense. What's Jeremy wearing this evening, Duncan?
Jeremy's a spirit. How dare you be so flippant?
The reason that I was... I agree with you. I think it's a woman's thing.
It is. I know why.
You see, what I think is that us blokes, I think quite a lot, are obsessed with sort of if we could time travel. I think there's a lot of that in a lot of blokes would love the opportunity to. So being able to see the future like that, you'd think that we'd like that sort of thing.
The sci-fi thing, or rather the time travel thing, is a man's unhealthy interest in sci-fi from Doctor Who to Star Trek. All right?
But I've not
all
watched
you
any
to
of
do...
them ever, and I'm still interested in the
Yeah, but all you need
travel.
To do is go online, look at all of the forums, and, you know, I'll find it fascinating, but it's just kind of like, well, how can you spend your whole evening debating whether or not William Hartnell, the first Doctor Who, was the best Doctor?
Yeah, that's,
and that's what
that's
happens all
right.
online. It's a slightly unhealthy interest. Anyway, the best Doctor happens to be Tom Baker, but that's by the by. Anyway, the point you're making is kind of right, but the woman thing is all to do with the fact that a woman plans her life out.
Yeah.
Okay? See, look, Laura agrees.
How much planning is there into your
life? At least 7 years. Right? How old are you?
26.
You know exactly what you want to be doing by the time you're 33, don't you?
Yeah.
You know
Do
where
you?
The house is, you know what colour the walls are.
Well, maybe not what colour the walls are, but I know where I want my life to be.
Do
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah.
Come on then, map it out.
I'll have two kids by then, without a doubt.
Okay.
I
want to
get married in the summer of 2012.
Yeah, you see, I'm so right on all of this.
How do you know that you'll even have met the bloke that you're going to marry?
Well, I have, because the psychic tells me.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And this is where the whole thing goes full circle.
Before the psychic, you wanted to get married at 2012. Before the psychic,
I wouldn't have told Dave.
Post-break, but before psychic, did you not think, oh, my 2012 summer wedding's looking a bit ropey at the moment?
Point is, if the psychic said something differently, Laura, I bet you, would have gone away and rethought her plans, going, all right then, 2015.
So I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to have to take this into account and replan.
And it is such a typically female thing in my experience. Amazing. And I first came across it in a relationship that lasted 4 or 5 years, ended not in the best way possible, and that was partly down to me, and I'm a bit older and a bit maturer now, and I would have done things differently. But when I kind of realised this woman who was 2 years older than me, that everything mapped out. Absolutely everything for 5 years. And I kind of like, oh my God, that panic, commitment, scary, man, scary. Run, which is what men do. I kind of, you know, it scared the living hell out of me.
Can
but
I
women
actually,
do that.
Can I just stop and ask you a question here? Why are men scared of commitment? Because this is partly the reason why I'm on a break, because Dave suddenly said I'm not mature enough to handle this serious relationship, even though we only see each other every 2 weeks. But what are you talking about?
Scathing anyway, Laura.
Yeah. It's so serious. We have to see each other every 2 weeks. But
it's a long-term commitment.
Why is that?
I don't think blokes are scared of commitment.
No, I know the answer.
Go on.
The answer to everything. Is it Julian that knows the answer, do you mean?
Jeremy,
get it right. No, I know the answer, but carry on.
I don't think blokes are actually scared of commitment at all, but I just think that they don't want to first of all, know exactly what's going to happen, and secondly, it's a control thing. We don't want to be controlled and be told that in 4 years' time you're going to have made me have at least 3 children.
But men need to be told.
Well, some
because
of us.
They don't plan anything for themselves, not even what we're having for tea.
Yeah, you're right.
They can't even plan that.
You're right. If men were left to their own devices, they would spend all day, when they're not at work, they would be at home in their fat boy chairs, playing on their Xbox, watching The Italian Job, watching Dave on cable TV.
It's a great channel, isn't it?
It's a great channel, isn't it? I love it. I live my life by that most weekdays. But that's what men would be doing. That's all they would be doing. So Laura is absolutely correct.
So what's the answer?
But I'll tell you why men are scared of commitment, and it's this. Men are looking for something that doesn't exist but has been created by men's magazines and the media, okay? There was a great quote years ago by Jerry Hall. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Jerry Hall was the model. Ex-wife
Rod
of
Stewart.
Mick Jagger.
Sorry.
Understand why you get them confused. Old, wrinkly, strut around. I know they're blurred.
Forget the words. Right.
And there's this absolutely this great quote about apparently what makes a perfect woman. I can't remember it spot on, but basically, you know, you've got to be like their mother in the kitchen. You've got to be, you know, something else when it comes to parenting and all of this. Men believe that out there is this perfect woman that's going to be ticking all of the boxes in every possible area. Now,
you can't really think that's true.
I'm choosing my words really carefully. Well, I'm telling you, that's what a lot of men think. That woman doesn't exist, okay? It's created by media. It's created by magazines and stuff like that. Yet men are kind of holding back and just thinking, oh, you know, I wonder, because, you know, it might be like, you know, and the sex might be mind-blowing time and time again, and this will happen and that will happen, and I'll have this great job on my, you know, and it's like, it doesn't work like that. Real life is not like that. But a lot of men, I believe that it might come along. So that's why they're scared of commitment.
And the other thing is, men think that they deserve that woman as well.
Yeah.
Even if they're not perfect themselves.
You know, but all of this perfection thing.
I think men think that they're better than they are and they aim higher than they should do.
I disagree with you, Duncan. I don't think that's generally true at all.
Well, what do you think? Why do you think men are scared of commitment?
I really don't think that in general men are scared of commitment. It's the control thing. They don't want to be controlled and they don't want someone else mapping their own life out for them. Yeah. Because we do like this short-termism, don't we? We like to think, I get up in the morning and decide what to do. You know, tonight I'm going out for a drink or two after this. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what I was going to wear until 10 minutes before I left the house when I thought, oh God, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. I better put some clothes on.
Yeah. And,
you know,
well, it doesn't matter to you because you're colourblind.
Neanderthal, you know, nakedness.
Yeah, but so what do you think? If you were married, you'd have a woman going, can't wear that, you should be wearing this. And you can't go out for a drink.
I would be quite upset if I get to a stage where I can't live my own life. You know, obviously I would be considerate, I'd like to think anyway, and I'd be happy to, you know, to
Let me tell you how it really works, okay? Let me tell you how it works in the real world,
okay? It's not going to work in
you'll
the Guinness world like
no,
this.
You know, this is how it'll work, okay? Imagine, you'll be in a, if you're in a relationship, okay, you'll be going, I'm going out for a few drinks with my mates, all right? And she'll go, that's fine. Can you just make sure you take the rubbish out, okay?
That's fine.
So you take the rubbish out, because that's good, because, you know, a bit of give and take, that is fine. Then, just as you're leaving the house, she'll go, what time are you coming back? So I'm so right, okay? And you'll be thinking, what's this, trick question? So she'll go, and you'll go, I don't know, 10:30, 11:00, certainly, you know, just after closing. She'll go, oh, that's a shame, because I fancied an early night. Right, so then you will be in this dilemma, okay? Because you'll be thinking, right,
I'm assuming I've early night means of, what I think early night means.
Absolutely, it means, you know, a bit of, you know, and that is that, and that is great. Well, at least that's what you think it means, okay? But really, what it actually means is, I want to see how much you really love me, because if you really love me, you'll come back probably about 10:50, and I'll let you have a bit of play, all right? That's what he means. You come back after 11, you will go to sleep in a wall of silence, you'll wake up the following morning, it'll be, did you have a nice night last night? And you'll go, yeah, well, Dave's just got this new bike, really. And that's what'll happen.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
She can be in a strop and she'll learn my ways.
Oh, you have got so much to learn. But honestly, that's how it works.
Seriously, Laura, are you controlling in that way? Would you be, do you think, in a if you were in a relationship where you were sort of together more often and stuff?
Mm, yeah.
Would it really?
Yeah.
That's genuinely true. You would trick him into a dilemma by saying...
The only reason a woman would do that is because she wants some kind of sign or recognition that she's still part of this bloke's life and valued, correct?
Yeah.
If I do that, do that twice a week, go to the pub, then she gets five nights. Five nights of Guinness love, I think, is enough for any woman.
Oh, that'd be far too much for any woman.
Just out of interest, what does Guinness love actually entail?
I'm not going to
Toby, it's horrible.
We've got 10 minutes of the show left, and one of the things I wanted to talk about, you haven't asked me about my week. You've been to your psychics and you've been to IKEA. I went during the week to see Blondie and the Stranglers at the Liverpool Echo Arena. Do I have to embarrass myself and explain who either band are?
No.
I don't know who the Stranglers are.
Stranglers, used You'd to be led by a guy called Hugh Cornwell, left in the 90s. Biggest hit is Golden Brown. Do you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good gig, and it was great. And Blondie, led by Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
Right? 63. Here's a dilemma.
She's 63?
63, okay. Quite disappointed about 10 years ago. Someone sent me through a copy of Saga magazine. She was on the front cover.
Oh.
And I thought... Oh, that's kind of... Because, you know, Blondie...
Yeah, how did you feel about having a copy of Saga magazine sent
well,
to you?
Well, I had a job where I used to get free copies of it, and I went through a phase. It was like Paul McCartney. I thought, ooh. And then Debbie Harry, and I thought, well, actually, I used to quite fancy her. What's she doing on the cover? But it is quite depressing, because Blondie, this great kind of, like, new wave, borderline punk band, you know, 1978, massive album called Parallel Lines, and it kind of, like, really changed music a little bit. And like that album now is 30 years old. And Debbie Harry is like 63, 64. So this kind of new wave punk icon.
Has she still got it?
Well, you see, I think she has. Now, every bone in your body, or rather, let me rephrase that. Every part of your mind thinking, do you know what? A 63-year-old, that kind of could be your gran.
Yeah.
So there's a certain line you do not cross. No, it could.
There's no reason why a 63-year-old can't be
hot. No, it's wrong.
Older men are hot.
It's wrong on so many levels, Laura. But I saw her on stage during the week in her high heels tottering on. I thought, my God. And then I started to feel quite bad about myself. Anyway, that was my week. Listen, stubble, right? There's a survey that's out. And I only mention this because... So what's going on over there? Have you shaved?
Well, it's a bit of stubble
is that
going
a bit
on?
Of a thing?
No, I actually haven't shaved for about 5 days.
is that all you manage for 5 days?
I don't know if it's as much. I'm trying to think.
Where do you stand on stubble, Laura?
I love stubble.
You love stubble. Why do you like stubble?
It's just sexy.
Why is it sexy?
I don't think I can define it.
Well, come on,
why
is it sexy? I mean, you know, I talk to my wife, for example, if I don't shave for 3 or 4 days, she can sometimes get a bit grumpy because, you know, if I get particularly close to her, she goes, it's itching, get a rash. She doesn't like it. So why do you find it sexy?
I suppose it must be, I mean, if someone's clean-shaven, it's kind of the whole clean-cut thing.
Yeah.
Stubble is just a bit sick.
Is it a little
dangerous.
Bit more rugged?
Yeah, a bit bad man,
bad
guy.
Yeah, I forgot to shave this morning and I don't care.
Because you see, a lot of people used to think George Michael with his stubble, and of course, since he obviously came out, it doesn't really work on the same level, does it?
No.
Do you think it's sexy on all men? You'd like all men to have some stubble?
It doesn't suit some people.
Exactly.
Some men have I think different men have different textures of stubble.
Who shouldn't have stubble? There's a question. Who in the public eye shouldn't... I don't think Bruce Forsyth should have stubble. I just think that's wrong.
No, I agree with that.
You know, I don't know why. I just think Bruce with stubble would look... It's one step away from a bottle of cheap cider and a carrier bag sitting on the steps of
anyone
St. John's. Do you know what I mean?
Classically dance on the telly and not get laughed at shouldn't have stubble.
Most politicians shouldn't have stubble.
Do you think
Boris Johnson with stubble is horrible?
That's a good point.
Do you think it takes away credibility?
Blonde stubble as well. Yeah. Ooh. Be like that bloke in Big Brother at the moment.
Blonde stubble always ends up red as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Always. Always ends up with a bit of ginger in there.
I've got to say, having worked at radio stations where there have been complaints about people who have made comments about people with ginger hair.
I'm not saying that's a bad
thing. No, I'm just covering my backside.
Yes,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I think that's quite
nice.
Oh, okay.
What, ginger stubble?
Yeah. I'm just saying that to be
so. Who
PC.
In the public eye shouldn't have? Who shouldn't have stubble? Bruce Forsyth. Anyone who can classically dance. Dave Cameron stubble.
No, it would be terrible.
See, he would look a little bit trampish, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown.
Can you imagine it?
No.
Okay.
Any
who
MP?
Should have stubble and who looks great with stubble? Or who do you?
A lot of
sportsmen. Who would you like to put stubble on that you've not ever seen with a load of stubble?
I think footballers look good with stubble.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. How often do you shave, Tobe?
Not that often, but maybe sort of once every 5 or 6 days, mainly because I've got quite sensitive skin and I get quite a bad stubble
rash.
Do
you use gel?
Shaving gel?
Yeah.
I've tried everything. I've tried shaving oil, gel, foam. I've tried it all.
What do you end up using?
That's the worst. I get so bad.
Yeah.
I tend to use like a sort of gel.
Yeah. I use gel and I use a blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the best way. And I've got a lovely little shave. You've got a shaving brush.
I have.
Yeah. Every man should have a shaving brush.
It's great.
There was a company recently got told off because they had shaving brushes made out of badger hair.
Oh, dear.
Because apparently that's a bit politically incorrect. But actually, I think badgers don't serve any purpose in life. So at least you can get a shaving brush out of them. At least they've contributed to humanity.
Thank you very much, Mr. Badger. So what does this survey say that you've got anyway?
I'm glad you've asked that question.
Yeah.
Stubble is a way to win a woman's heart, a study has shown. Mm. They've got a load of researchers, and they find that women are more attracted to men with stubbly chins. Okay, so not just, you know, thin guys, because I'm a bloater. I've got multiple chins here. I've got more chins than a Chinese telephone directory.
Does that mean you've got more chance as well? Because you've got several chins to show off.
I'll tell you, it's the kind of woman. When I was courting, the kind of woman, there was a chubby chaser.
Chubby chaser, yeah.
Yeah, they go after the large guys.
Laura, do you fancy a chubby man?
Chubby men know how to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Anyway, stubbly chins, the nose with clean-shaven faces or full beards. Would you ever date a man who had a beard?
Can I just stop you for a second and just point out
you like
the
beards?
Face that Laura made when she was like... Yeah, I'd date a chubby man.
I don't. I don't have a type of man at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
It's all about personality.
You don't like beards.
You did make quite a horrifying
You like beards?
No, I do like beards.
You like beards? You can't have a man who had a beard.
Yeah, I tried to make Dave grow a beard once.
A full beard?
Yeah, a full beard.
You see, now that flies in the face of everything I've ever known about women.
But I'm a bit strange. I'm a bit strange. Can I just point out, I don't think that's representative of womankind.
No. This research basically rated men who had stubble as tough, mature, aggressive, dominant and masculine.
Yeah.
And as the best romantic partners, either for a fling or long-term relationships. If you're going to have an affair with a man who's got stubble, yeah? Because it kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have an affair with someone like Brian Blessed.
No.
And that is the point, isn't it?
Or David Guest.
Or David... Oh!
Doesn't he look like him?
Yeah. The two of you look quite similar.
Thanks very much.
No, nice kind of way. So that's the only bit of male-female related news I'm going to inject into bloke talk this week, because I normally just like talking about stuff. But it was carried out on British females aged 18 to 44, And it explains the appeal of actors such as George Clooney, who, of course, we saw in The Great Northwest when The Open was on.
Yeah.
It was all over the place.
Good old Clooney. He popped in here for a cup of tea.
He was in here. He was down in Bromborough. He was down on the old Port Sunlight driving range. He was there at the old lighthouse.
Took a ferry across the Mersey.
He was everywhere.
Yep.
And girls rated George Clooney.
Were you following him? You sound like you knew... What was his bed?
I was showing him around. He stayed at my house.
Nice.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt were the blokes with stubble that most ladies nominated as an example of stubble that works.
See, I can't see why women fancy George Clooney.
I can
see why they fancy Brad Pitt, but not George Clooney.
He's gorgeous. He's dreamy.
It's the look, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's kind of cool, calm and collected. And there's that great movie. And is that Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12?
Both.
Which is the first one?
11.
Ocean's which 11. Has got, surprisingly enough.
Who's the romantic interest in that? Who's the woman?
Oh, I can't remember.
It's not Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts,
isn't it? It is Julia Roberts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And you know that she's dating a horrible man who runs the casino.
Mm.
And then Clooney just kind of moves in and sits opposite her at the dinner table in the restaurant and stuff. He's just got that glint.
He's so suave.
Don't you think Clooney would have made a great Bond if he could do an English accent well enough?
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
He'd have made a very good Bond.
That would have worked, wouldn't it?
Good call.
Yeah. I think so.
But I was really during the week that Bond now has to wear high heels because he's so small compared to his tall female co-stars.
Really?
Daniel Craig.
Oh, is he small?
Man of this parish.
Oh, is he short? Is he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a titch, apparently.
It's interesting that because I've got a bit of a thing about my height. I wish I was 2 or 3 inches taller.
Yeah.
How tall are you, Toby?
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, well, you've got small man syndrome. We'll talk about that next week. Listen, there has been Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Toby, thank you. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening this weekend. More about Bloke Talk online at www.citytalk.fm.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.